It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and talking about Lift Up today, which is something that we haven't had much of an opportunity in 2020 to talk about. As you would imagine, the staff at Lift Up has been very, very busy, not only getting food out to folks that need it, but also trying to roll with the changes as they've happened throughout this year. Debbie Patrick is the Director of Marketing and Development. Sophia Gielink is Volunteer Programs Manager at Lift Up. And Debbie, I'll start with you. I obviously have seen the posts on Lift Up and, of course, on Angela's personal Facebook page where, you know, just trying to do anything possible to get things done and get the food distribution out there. Even though, for the most part right now, you're not allowed to serve folks at the brick-and-mortar food pantries. You've been doing a lot of drive-through food distribution and that kind of thing.
Well, yes. Once COVID started in March, Lift Up immediately pivoted and had to close our brick-and-mortar pantries, but turned around and opened drive-through distribution sites in all the communities that we serve. We also had to close our extended table soup kitchens and turned around and created grab-and-go bags for those as well. We also lost a chunk of our volunteers because a lot were seniors and a little bit concerned, so there was a whole rebuilding of that as well. So it was a lot of changes. Of course, many of us thought this was going to be a couple of months, and here we are 31 weeks, 8 months later, in a new normal. And it has caused changes. There are some silver linings that we've seen. There's been a big spotlight put on the need for food and how many people have had a really challenging time over the last 8 months.
31 weeks, but who's counting, right? And do you have numbers? Do you know how much more food you're giving out since March than you were, say, for last year?
So at the peak in April, during the middle of the shutdown, we were serving almost six times normal the number of people we would see. We still are between three and four times normal the number of people. We've done over 270 drive-through food distributions since the beginning, serving over 25,000 families, not bags of food filled with non-perishable food.
And I know normally Lift Up has certain guidelines that you follow when you're handing out food. Are you still following those guidelines, or in the days in 2020, in the days of COVID-19, are you just saying, forget about that, we're just trying to get food out to folks?
Oh, no, we are very careful for our volunteers, for our clients, for our staff, following COVID protocols with masks and social distancing, whether it's bag packing or during the food distributions. One of the reasons the food distributions were set up that way is that people remain in their cars and are allowed to drive through the process and receive their bags of food.
And of course, you mentioned volunteers. Sophia, that's where you come to bear, if you will, in all of this. As the volunteer programs manager, it's your job to make sure that all of those distributions are staffed with volunteers and that those volunteers are following the rules. I imagine, anytime in 2020, everything is kind of a moving target, but then when you add all of those volunteer hours as well, it must be a lot to keep all of that straight and coordinated.
It can be, but our volunteers really, they make it easy on me. They're so motivated to go out and help their community. They're so flexible. Some of our volunteers will travel to completely different towns to help us, which is just so appreciated. You know, they're so generous with their time and with their energy, and their help is really so needed. As you said, a lot of stuff is a moving target. With us adjusting distribution hours, we finally settled on some really stable hours now, but they've been wonderful and flexible with all of their work. And as Debbie touched on, Something that's really important to me is keeping everyone safe. We want our volunteers to be healthy. We want to keep our clients healthy. So we're very careful about maintaining social distancing, about ensuring that everyone's wearing masks. We provide masks and gloves to anyone who doesn't have them. You know, we always have hand sanitizer, and we really just want to create these environments at these distributions that are comfortable for clients to come to, that our volunteers enjoy working at. We're trying to give volunteers back that ability to connect with their community, and, you know, that ability to talk to other community members and see what they need and chat about what they're going through. I think a lot of our volunteers enjoy that, enjoy getting to speak to people outside of their house again. So we're doing everything that we can to make sure that that can keep happening. And a big part of that is keeping people safe and keeping people healthy.
We talk a lot about the changes during COVID-19 and whether that means in a lot of organizations decentralizing, you know, sending folks home to work or that kind of thing. You actually started with Lift Up during COVID-19. So this is just the way it is. I imagine there probably have been some changes through your tenure there over this year, but you actually started in the middle of all this.
Yes, I sure did. Which was definitely interesting, but it was, you know, almost a positive thing to just come in and get going. And really just positive to see, even starting in the middle of all of this crazy stuff happening in 2020, you know, how many people are still willing to go out and give their time and so eager to go out and give their time. So really, like I said, our volunteers make my job easy. And it's, yeah. It's been difficult, but, you know, we're all coming together and we're all working together to get through this time in our world.
Now, your position is funded through AmeriCorps Vista in partnership with United Way Battlement to the Bells. Explain how that works. I've heard of Vista volunteers and I've talked to them in other organizations before. And it's actually, I guess, not as complicated as I'm trying to make it sound, but explain how all of that works and how you're able then to, do this job for Lift Up through that grant.
Sure. So I graduated with a degree, in engineering from Ohio State University, and I was really looking for something to do afterwards that wasn't, you know, not to sound cynical, but that wasn't corporate America. So the easiest way, I guess, to describe VISTA, it stands for Volunteers in Service to America. A lot of people compare it to, say, a domestic Peace Corps operation. So government entities partner with local nonprofits, and they find individuals who are well-suited for those positions and, you know, want to spend, in my case, a year of their life giving back to their community and working to maybe change their career path or get more involved in the NGO side of things in the U.S. So, yeah, so I'm working as a government volunteer in this position. I moved out here 2.5 months ago and started. And, you know, it's been really wonderful. I'm really passionate about humanitarian work and about food insecurity. My degree was in food engineering. And so for me, it was just a really perfect fit with, you know, how passionate the rest of the team is about feeding our community and the location. It's been amazing.
And you answered my next obvious question, which was, okay, how do you get from engineering to working for a charity? And, well, there you go, because it's, you know, engineering can encompass a lot of things. And so there it is.
And for me, it was in college. And this is why, you know, the volunteering side of things is something I'm so happy to be working with. In college, my volunteering experience changed my life. I started volunteering a ton with the food insecurity organization on campus. And just the people that I met through doing it, the other students who shared that, you know, want to give back to their community, it really completely changed my social life and really changed my priorities in life. So I went from an engineer to someone who basically, you know, I want to spend my life trying to help other people and connecting with other people. So I guess that's how that happened for me.
Well, and you must be very smart. My experience is you don't get a degree with engineer in the title unless you're very, very smart and know how to move around a lot of numbers.
Well, honestly, here's the thing is I thank you. Yes, I guess humbly, I would say I'm capable of getting an engineering degree, but I really enjoy utilizing my my social skills and my ability to connect people more than I enjoy moving around numbers. Moving around numbers is part of the job, but the ability to motivate people to help their communities and enable them to do so and feel really good and happy doing it, that's just something that makes me tick. And so that's why I chose to do this.
Well, and I suppose that that probably is how you get the difference between just going to school for a degree or a job and a career or a lifetime of service, I suppose, would be the trade-off there. And Debbie, I imagine, obviously, anytime that you work with a program, when you're getting a grant from another organization like United Way, you're never certain exactly what type of personality and the passion that that person is going to bring to the organization. And so I imagine everybody at Lift Up, including the volunteers, must be really happy to get someone as dynamic as Sophia.
I know when Angela first saw Sophia's letter of interest and resume, she was very excited with the background. And then when you first chat with her and you just feel her energy, it's really wonderful.
And by the way, if you would like to volunteer with Lift Up, Sophia, what is the best way to get a hold of you? Just give a call. Can they fill out a form on the website?
The best way to get a hold of me is you can call or text me at 970-456-2804. My email is just volunteer@liftup.org, and you can email there. There is a link on our website to directly sign up on Sign Up Genius for our distributions or our backpackings down in Parachute. There are volunteer opportunities at all those distributions from Carbondale down to Parachute that Debbie mentioned. And then on that website too, there's my contact information. So I really like to be directly in contact with volunteers and get to know them and find out how I can support them and what they're doing. But yeah, call, text, or email. I'm always available, always there to help you get connected.
Again, that number is 456-2804, and the email address is just volunteer@liftup.org. Take a quick break. Come back and talk more about Lift Up with Debbie and Sophia in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, talking about Lift Up. By the way, I didn't give the Lift Up website earlier, even though Sophia referenced it. It's liftup.org, obviously, if you'd like to learn more about the organization. Again, there are details about ways that you can volunteer, ways that you can get help, ways that you can help Lift Up. Obviously, we'll talk about that more as the conversation continues. At the outset of the conversation today, we're talking about changes that Lift Up has had to enact to keep everyone safe while still providing those so important services, especially during a pandemic when you've, during the shutdown, when you've got a lot of folks out of work. Obviously, that's when the peak of demand for service from Lift Up was, and yet it has still continued. Unemployment is still higher than it was a year ago, and it looks like we're headed into, potentially more upticks in number of COVID-19 cases, which means folks staying home from work, either just because they have to stay home from work, or heaven forbid, we don't have to have another complete shutdown like we did in March and April. But Lift Up is there with those volunteers trying to serve the community, Debbie, and you're still trying to work within the guidelines. And as Sophia mentioned, you're tweaking the distribution schedules even when you're outside, when you're doing the drive-thrus. You're actually right now working on reopening as a pilot project one of the brick and mortar food pantries.
Yeah. So firstly, I just wanted to say we have done a lot of pivoting and changing on food distribution times, but it does seem right now it has settled in that each of our communities, we will be doing drive-through distribution from 2 to 4 on the day of each of those communities. Again, please go to liftup.org for ongoing information. But the hope is that now that schedule will stay fixed through the end of February. It has been changing almost monthly to adjust with things. as we go into winter, it gets colder, it gets darker. And so we also are looking at options on how we can serve the clients. Before COVID, our pantries were considered pantries of choice, meaning that our clients could go in and they could pick from what was there within the guidelines and parameters. We are going to be reopening our Aspen pantry in partnership with Pitkin County, but it will be by appointment only, and it will be for the pre-bagged food at this point. Again, that's within COVID guidelines. As we had said before, we have a new pantry, Pitkin County manager, programs manager. Her name is Julia Farwell, and a lot of people may know her. She's been in the Valley since 1996, and she's really quite remarkable. And she, like Sophia, is all about giving back to community and really an amazing lady. So we're really excited to have her become our pantry manager up there and working towards reopening and being able to provide food on a by appointment basis.
And again, that's a pilot. So if it works in Pitkin County, if it works in Aspen, then you might be able to take some pieces from that and work on the other food pantries as well on a by appointment and the prepackaged food package basis as well.
Right. And that is the plan, is that we will roll out into our other current brick and mortar locations in a similar format. Again, following and respecting whatever the individual building guidelines are. But by appointment, it restricts the number of people in at a time. It allows for social distancing. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, in addition to all of our prepackaged bags of food, our non-perishables, we also have been providing fresh produce and fresh meat. We do have a program called Farm to Food Pantry, which started in the middle of all of this, with some amazing grants and donations to help fund money so that we could turn and buy fresh produce and fresh meat from local farmers and local ranchers, which we've been able to do. It's been able to provide some economic stability within our valley. So it's been such a positive thing. We've been able to purchase food, turn around and provide more healthy options and fresh options in addition to the prepackaged food. So it's really been a win-win for our community. And we really thank our donors and sponsors to help underwrite that program as well.
And I cannot see a downfall to any of that. It's just a win all the way around. And it's kind of, I guess, under the current circumstances, it's the best you can do is try and help somebody else and lift up, obviously, just on a daily basis you do anyway, and yet taking it one step further, being able to buy that food from local farmers and producers makes a big difference, because you never know what the market is going to hold. And so you're kind of holding that market up while helping out the folks that you're providing that food to. Of course, that takes money in order to be able to do that. And I know that one of your big sources of income is the thrift stores. And you recently were able to reopen the Rifle thrift store, right?
Yes. So again, another pivot point, that word keeps coming up, but we had to close both thrift stores almost right away, partially mandated, partially because we needed the staff to help with food distribution. And it wasn't until the end of July we were finally able to reopen the Rifle thrift store. It is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to noon. We hope to expand those hours come December because we finally were able to bring on some additional staff. Unfortunately, we also had to keep our Parachute thrift store closed because we are currently using that as our food warehouse, where all of our volunteers come down and help pre-stuff all of the bags that need to be distributed every week. So,
and as you're talking about all this, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I'm sure that there are special grants that have come available through this year. That obviously you're taking advantage of, and you're using that to help you buy the food from Food Bank of the Rockies when it's necessary, and from those local farmers and producers like we talked about. And yet I'm thinking about, you said at one point a six-fold increase in distributions. And so I imagine as much, maybe even more so than needing volunteers, you probably need those monetary donations to continue to come in.
Well, yes, the financial part, we really do need the help because we've had operational impacts as well. Things like we are working in partnership with Waldorf School is doing a fundraiser for us because we are in desperate need of a forklift. One that's pre-owned, somebody that wants to donate it, or somebody that can help sell us one discounted would be greatly appreciated. But moving around pallets and pallets of food has been very challenging for the team, especially in Parachute, where it wasn't really set up to be a warehouse, and we are just trying to coordinate all of the food needs there. The financial impacts also help even with some of our additional drivers we've needed, as we've had to move food on a daily basis to get to our food distribution sites. So there have been a lot of impacts, but there have been a lot of silver linings. People have been amazing. We've seen tremendous amount of donations. The volunteers, like Sophia talked about, and literally, you know, I would tear up just seeing how the generosity of our community, from Garfield County and the towns to individuals and to foundations that have just been amazing. The COVID-19 fund out of Aspen has been there from the beginning for us. And we also do grocery rescue, which is, we have almost 300,000 pounds of food that we've picked up from our local grocery stores and partners that we redistribute back out as well. So the community is really amazing.
Again, you can learn more at liftup.org. If the conversation today really sparks your interest and you'd like to make a donation, you can do it online at liftup.org. Of course, LiftUp also participates in Colorado Gives Day, right, Debbie? Should we talk about that in December?
Yes, we will be part of Colorado Gives Day in December.
And so if you want to stretch your dollar a little bit further, you can always give on Colorado Gives Day at coloradogives.org. You can learn more details there. And of course, you can always make a secure online donation at liftup.org any day of the year as well. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up with Debbie and Sophia in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Once again, this afternoon, we're talking about LiftUp. Sophia Gielink is Volunteer Programs Coordinator, Debbie Patrick, Director of Marketing and Development. Donate to the plate is a catchphrase we've heard the last couple of years in regard to LiftUp. It's kind of the catchphrase that you use for this end of the year fundraising that you do, folks donating food, folks donating money, folks donating time to LiftUp. And, you know, that makes me think immediately of Glenwood Caverns. Steve and Jeannie have been huge supporters of LiftUp for many, many years. And even though the methodology may have changed a little bit this year, Glenwood Caverns is still putting together a big food drive for LiftUp this year.
There actually have been some changes. They're actually not doing a food drive. They are going to be doing a fundraiser with grocery gift cards for us. And they're amazing. I mean, given their own shutdown in all of spring and then more shutdown during the fires, they still want to help and do this program with us. And we just can't thank them enough. What they are doing is starting November 13th, next week, is if you bring a $25 gift card, you can receive up to 4 gondola passes. That's a value of $80. And those gondola passes will be good anytime from November 13th through February 28th. So it's just really remarkable. So if you bring a grocery gift card for $25, you get up and you also are helping LiftUp. All the gift cards come back to us and those are redistributed back out to our folks in need.
And under the current situation, I imagine that probably makes the most sense because then it's up to the end consumer to redeem those gift cards at their own schedule with the grocery store. and you don't have to worry about as much coordination as you do if it was an actual food donation. Or plus, you don't have to store it and move it around like you mentioned in the previous segment.
Well, it just gives people some flexibility. It's not so much about less coordination. It's more about giving people flexibilities at times to purchase what they need or what they want in their food preferences.
So, Sophia, if you don't have a forklift in the warehouse facility, how do you move around entire pallets of food?
So, yeah, so they have quite the operation down at the warehouse. I mean, they do have pallet jacks. We're not completely without help. But we really do have a volunteer need down in Parachute. So that's where the dry good backpacking takes place. A lot of our volunteers really enjoy it. You know, they grab a friend or two. We have a speaker down there. You can blast some music while you pack bags. But it really helps us put together an assortment of food for our clients, and then those bags are taken up valley and down valley on different distributions to make sure that people have staple goods in their households.
And if I were to ask you, do you have a specific volunteer need right now? In other words, do you need volunteers in specific areas, geographic areas that are specifically capable of or have a certain skill set right now?
A big skill set that we need are people who are bilingual or speak at least a little bit of conversational Spanish. It's really helpful for us to have people who speak both languages. I speak not 100% fluent, but enough Spanish to help coordinate our predominantly Spanish-speaking volunteers who are an amazing help to us. So anyone out there who has a Spanish language skill, we could really use your help with client intake. And down in Parachute, we have a real need of help with backpacking. So like I said, you can grab a friend, grab a couple of friends. I think it's a great opportunity as well for younger volunteers. So anyone, you know, in high school or in college who's looking for some volunteer hours, it's really fun. Some of our volunteers like to go down there and then go hiking around Grand Mesa once they're done. So just make a day out of it, you know, grab a friend, volunteer, and then take the afternoon off and go do a hike. As Debbie said, with the Aspen Pantry, just to briefly touch on that, we could use a few volunteers up there to help our new pantry manager get things organized, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays early in the morning around 10:30 to help unload the delivery truck when it comes to replenish that pantry. So yeah. And then as well, you know, all the other distributions, especially if you live in one of those towns and it's convenient for you to come, Carbondale, Newcastle, we could reuse some people at. So yeah, anywhere that you can come.
Again, Sophia's number, call or text 970-456-2804. You can also email Sophia, volunteer@liftup.org. So it sounds like the most pressing needs are at both ends of the valley, Parachute, yeah, and in Aspen, in the warehouse and Parachute, and then helping put together the fingers crossed pilot new brick and mortar food pantry that you're working on and getting opened again up there. Aside from that, again, food distributions have kind of stabilized 2 to 4 in the afternoon, at least through February, at all of the different locations. Carbondale on Monday, Parachute on Tuesday, Newcastle on Wednesday, Glenwood on Thursday, and then Rifle on Fridays. Again, 2 to 4 p.m. if you want details on those locations for those drive-through distributions. Just check out Lift Up's Facebook page, or you can go to the website liftup.org. And again, if you hear about one of these food drives, or of course the grocery card special that Glenwood Caverns is doing through the end of the year, make sure that you check that out, because Lift Up obviously needs your help right now, more so this year than any year before this. Debbie, I know you told us up to 6 times as much food you were giving out during the peak of the stay-at-home order in the spring, and that has stabilized to a factor of 4 for the rest of the year. So it's not like you had this huge demand and then everything went back to normal. You're still not back to normal in any meaning of the term. You're still giving out 4 times as much food as you would normally be this time of year.
That's true. We've distributed over 224,000 pounds of food since the beginning of COVID. And that is just the purchased food through Food Bank of the Rockies. In addition to that, we've had food drives that have donated food. We had 458,000 pounds of food that was purchased. So almost 500,000 pounds of food has been purchased and redistributed back out since COVID started. So the numbers are quite amazing, and that we've served over 25,000 families. So we all talked like it was going to be a couple months, and we all were kind of waiting for things to go quote unquote back to normal. But we now have set up to be in new normal. This is what we're prepared to help our community, and we put in operationally new things into place to make that happen, because it wasn't sustainable on a temporary basis. So we had to make a lot of changes.
Yeah. 500,000 pounds of food, and Sophia's volunteers are moving that food around with pallet jacks at the warehouse on a regular basis. And again, a number of those food drives are upcoming. I mentioned Glenwood Caverns, of course, that special fundraising promotion from Friday, November 13th through the end of the year with this special. If you bring a $25 grocery gift card to Glenwood Caverns, they'll give you up to 4 free gondola tickets, which is an $80 value that you can use through the end of February. Other food drives ongoing, non-perishable food. Obviously, it can be dropped off at any of the host sites, Debbie. So does that mean at any one of... during these mobile distributions, you can donate food there as well? Is that what you mean by that?
No, what we would prefer is first, if you visit the website, we have a whole list of people that are hosting food drives. For example, because it gets a little bit complicated and there's a long line of cars coming in at the food distribution. So we encourage people to drop food off at pre-established food hosts. For example, Aspen Board of Realtors have put a whole group of partnerships together from Aspen, Basalt, and Carbondale, along with title companies and Alpine Bank. So if you go to the website, it has the complete list of all the different brokerage locations that are taking in food up and through November 19th. We also have Basalt High School Honors Group, and they are taking a food drive in Willits with Alpine Bank there and Kitchen Collage. So you can drop food there. Rifle Middle School, Anytime Fitness in Glenwood Springs. If you bring in food, you get a free entry into their Burn the Turkey 5K the day after Thanksgiving, which is a fun thing to do. And then Valley Vision in Glenwood Springs is also taking food for us the whole month of November. So any of those locations are great. Anything non-perishable, bags of rice, boxes of cereal, cans of food. We do ask no glass at this time because we are redistributing back out in bags, and we just have to be careful of breakage. But we really appreciate any food that anyone can drop off at any of those sites.
And again, for the latest on where you can drop off food donations for Lift Up, just check out the Facebook page. It's been very active this year, or the website liftup.org. Again, it's obviously they do what they do at Lift Up because they want to make sure that, you know, folks get fed and taken care of. And it takes a tremendous number of volunteer hours, as well as a lot of monetary donations as well. Any final thoughts, ladies? Sophia, start with you.
Well, I guess one other thing to mention is our extended program. Our extended table program. So if you and, you know, some colleagues or some family members want to get a group together, we partner with groups who are able to supply and prepare and distribute what used to be our hot meal service, but is now our grab and go meal service. And so usually we try and partner you with a location out of which you can work. So it's usually churches in the area. But there are some other locations as well. And that's a really great program, especially if you have a sort of a preformed group of people that you know who want to help. Yeah, I think that those are really my thoughts. But come have fun with us. Come volunteer. It's great, in my opinion, to get outdoors, get moving a little bit, you know, talk to some people, get to know some of the other wonderful giving people in the Valley, expand your community, expand your friend circle. I think that's really what it's all about, and make a connection to our community and help us out.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Lavelle Building and Rifle is where they're doing handing out those grab-and-go meals. It's Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6 on East 4th Street, just a little bit up the hill from the Ute Theater. And then in Glenwood, Monday through Friday at the Methodist Church from 5 to 6 also is when they're handing out those grab-and-go meals. So one more opportunity for you to get out and volunteer, again, with a group of friends or family. I know a lot of folks, as you mentioned, Sophia, are looking at this from a social standpoint. Yeah, you still have to follow some guidelines and stay safe, and yet you do get to hang out with other people and get a little interaction, if you will. Debbie, any final thoughts from you?
First, thanks for the time, and thank you to the community for everything that you've supported us through all the time, but especially through the last 8 months, in allowing us to bring back community to everyone connecting together. We oftentimes get asked how you can make a difference, how you can help. And it can be as simple as have a reverse Advent basket at your dinner table with your family, and each night put one item in it. And all the way up through Christmas, just thinking about those that are going hungry, it's very impactful. As we've talked about, we always need volunteers. We also have our thrift stores, which are accepting donations. If you're cleaning out before the holiday, big rush of gifts, then please consider giving donations to Lift Up, because we will in turn use that fund to help offset our food expenses. Support any of our food drive hosts with food. We really appreciate that. And financially, we're always in need of having more funds so that we can continue to distribute the food that's needed. And that can easily be done on our website at liftup.org. It's a secure financial donation.
And everybody loves the food drives, and food drives are so the bread and butter of Lift Up's, bringing food in that you can hand out. And yet, you can stretch the dollar further with a monetary donation, because is it like on the average like 12 cents a pound, I think, that you can actually buy food from Food Bank of the Rockies. And so either way helps tremendously. So whatever is most convenient for you, donate to Lift Up. And 31 weeks in, and unfortunately no end in sight at this point anyway. Certainly not for the rest of the winter, I'm afraid. Again, the website is liftup.org. Check out Lift Up on Facebook. You can find out more opportunities to volunteer and donate. And keep fighting a good fight, ladies. Look forward to talking to you probably before the end of the year at this point, because I know that this is a high-profile time of the year for Lift Up. And certainly 2020 is a high-profile year, but definitely around the holidays is when people are thinking about you as well. So all the best, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.